'Twas in the merry month of May, when all the green buds were swelling, sweet William on his deathbed lay. For the love of Barbara Allen, he sent his servants round the town to the place where she was dwelling. Said, "My master's sick, and he calls for thee. If your name be Barbara Allen." So slowly, slowly she got up, and slowly she drew nigh him. And when she pulled the curtain back, said, "Young man, I fear you're dying." "Oh, yes, I'm sick, I'm very sick. As for your love, I'm dying. But better off I soon would be with a kiss from Barbara Allen." He reached out his thin, pale hand, intending for to touch her. She turned her face unto the wall, said, "Young man, I will not have you. Don't you remember last Saturday night when you were in town a-drinking? You drank a toast to the ladies round, but you slighted Barbara Allen." "Oh, yes, I remember last Saturday night when I was in town a-drinking. I drank the toast to the ladies round, but my heart to Barbara Allen." So slowly, slowly she got up and heard the death bells knelling. With every note they seemed to say, "Hard-hearted Barbara Allen." So, mother, oh, mother, go dig my grave and make it long and narrow. Sweet William died for me today. I'll die for him tomorrow. They buried her in the old churchyard. Sweet William's grave was nigh hers, and from his grave grew a red, red rose. And out of hers a briar, they grew and grew to the old church spire, till they could grow no higher. And there they tied in a true love knot the red rose wrapped round the briar.